Anti-Israel protesters gather outside DNC, tell voters to reject Kamala Harris. By Paul Bois on August 18, 2024. Anti-Israel protesters were seen gathering outside of where the Democratic National Convention, DNC, will take place this week, with some present even calling on voters to reject Kamala Harris. The anti-Israel rally reportedly unfolded at the intersection of Michigan Avenue and Wacker Drive on Sunday afternoon, the first of many demonstrations that will happen this week. WGN News found one demonstration organized by Bodies Outside of Unjust Laws, a coalition comprised of various feminist and pro-Palestinian groups. The latter issue will also be front and center come Monday, for WGN-TV. Hatem Abudaway, spokesperson for the coalition, told reporters that tens of thousands of people will be marching in the street. Almost 270 organizations from across the U.S. have joined the coalition to march on the DNC, Abudaway said. Tens of thousands of people will be out on the streets starting tomorrow, August 19 at noon, right here at Union Park to say, "Stop the genocide now, end U.S. aid to Israel and free Palestine." Up until 2 p.m. when we step off, we're going to be fighting for our rights and we're going to be fighting for that route, Abudaway added. Photos and videos of the protests began to circulate on social media. They are now surrounding Navy Pier. Their sign says Killer Kamala Gaza is speaking in response to her telling the pro-Hamas crowd she was speaking at her rally the other week. Stay tuned. Chicago is going to get crazy. pic.twitter.com/xtombv9by6e. Angela van der Pluim, at Angela 90, August 19, 2024. Pre-DNC protest in Chicago ends with people performing a small concert about fascists losing. pic.twitter.com/kg2rpxto. Julio Roses, at Julio_Roses11, August 19, 2024. During one speech, which Breitbart News broadcasted during a Facebook Live, a woman denounced the Democrats for failing to deliver on promises. "My issue with the Democratic Party is they tell us lies, every time, they lie to us," the woman said. "So why should we come out and vote for these Democrats? They're not doing nothing for us. And I'm sick and tired of them lying to us. Every single time." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.